Yeah, it sucks when you're you stack your deck with a ever questioning Alan and the hopeful optimist Dave, and you get your optimist going, man, it's messed up, but it is. But then you got to define the long run and the short term and whatnot. And I have to agree with Doc. In the last hour, he was sitting there telling us how, well, we've got the stack or the deck stacked outside of our favor. I don't know how we're going to deal with this. Thanks to everybody that has joined the chat room today. I put a couple pieces of software out there, some links to some URLs for how to get on the CipherNet or on Tor, and, you know, because that's going to be our communication vector in the years coming. I'm not saying that Republic Broadcasting is going to be there soon, but it will be there. Somebody's going to be there. I'm not saying that you're going to be there. They might take us all. You know, they'll just point a finger and say, racist. You go, no, man, no. They won't listen. They're not listening. Anyways, you might want to take a listen to this next clip. We tried to play it last hour, and we're going to do it again. It's from, thanks for this link, by the way, or at least that comment, CFR. It's from One America Network News. It's a national TV network, and it's on Verizon via First In, First Out, Fios, Channel 116, AT&T, U-verse, Channel 208, CenturyLink 209, man, Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Vivacast, blah, 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 One America News, everywhere. They're private and independently owned, and they seem to be telling the truth. Hey, you want to go ahead and play that, Michael, in New York? Hang in there. Let's play the Charlottesville clip from the beginning.
With the nation's attention turned to the city of Charlottesville, many are wondering what the protests mean for freedom of speech. One America's Pearson Sharp has more.
The events at Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend have sparked a national debate, with one question taking center stage. How is the violence allowed to happen? While both the white nationalists and Antifa protesters are being blamed for the attacks that left three people dead and 23 others injured, many are also blaming police. According to numerous witnesses and firsthand accounts, the police who were present just stood by as the violence unfolded. Critics say law enforcement kept the sidelines until the rally was declared an unlawful assembly and the governor announced a state of emergency. Many experts, including former officer Benjamin Manns of the D.C. Metropolitan Police, say the police were definitely behaving oddly.
The police presence didn't seem unusual. Their lack of response seemed very unusual to me when the rhetoric and the violence, and it just did the movement of the crowd seem unchecked and uncontrolled.
Witnesses claim that violent anti-fascist protesters were not pinned in their own area, which was part of the agreement with the Charlottesville Police Department. They say the Antifa members were walking the streets freely and even blocked the entrance to Lee Park, hurling rocks, sticks, and pepper spray onto the demonstrators there to support the statue of General Lee.
The first and foremost thing you do when you have a small group that's going to get widely counter-protested by a bigger group is you keep the two groups separate. If you look at Charlottesville, they did not do that.
Joe Heim of the Washington Post, who was at the event, said there was a lot of fighting with counter-protesters swinging sticks, punching people, and spraying chemicals.
So it obviously begs the question how an assault with a dangerous weapon or a felony assault could occur in the presence of a police officer and no one was arrested.
Police were stationed around the sides and rear of the park, but Market Street wasn't being patrolled. It quickly filled with Antifa protesters who turned hostile towards supporters of Lee's statue. Witnesses reported counter-protesters ripping a newspaper stand off the sidewalk and hurling it at the statue's supporters. Others saw Antifa members chase down a white nationalist, beating him with their signs, while an elderly man was thrown to the ground and attacked with a stick. Still, the police did nothing. Then the unthinkable happened. A protester raced his Dodge Challenger down 4th Street, where demonstrators were gathered just a few blocks away from Lee Park, crashing into the crowd and killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer.
And lastly, the big problem that I found extremely odd was when a crowd moves on you and you have a protest march, and they're either moving outside the perimeters of their permit or they're just moving and you want to control it, and they enter public streets, you have to close the street and try to corral them into a direction. If you look at the video from the murderer who drove his car into the crowd, you'll see that his access to the street was unhindered. He didn't plow through a barricade of police officers, and he went and backed up. There didn't seem to be any police presence whatsoever on the street when this individual decided to use his vehicle as a weapon.
So with over 1,000 police, first responders, and even National Guardsmen in the area, how did things get so out of hand? To answer that, let's back up some 6.5 months to the start of the year. In January of 2017, the mayor of Charlottesville, Mike Signer, announced his city was the capital of resistance in a rally following President Donald Trump's election. The rally was organized by Signer, who declared his plans to resist Trump's new administration. He took that resistance seriously and even wrote an article for Time magazine titled, "The Electoral College was created to stop demagogues like Trump." And Signer wasn't alone in his efforts to undermine the president. Signer's vice mayor, Wes Bellamy, is a staunch opponent of Trump, refusing even to call him president, and instead referring to him only as 45, saying that he doesn't deserve the title of his office. But Bellamy has a checkered past, one which was also brought to light by the Unite the Right rally organizer, Jason Kessler. Since the attacks on August 12th, Bellamy has been portrayed by the mainstream media as a civil rights hero. But a series of sexist, homophobic, racist posts were discovered on his Twitter feed, exposing his own prejudice and bigotry. He's been accused of being a black supremacist and made numerous offensive remarks about rape, as well as anti-white comments, including flat-out stating that he just doesn't like white people. Bellamy has also long been pushing to have the statue of Robert E. Lee removed and has vowed that if he succeeds, he'll then champion the removal of statues of Thomas Jefferson, an icon in Charlottesville's history. Could his blatant hatred towards white people play a part in his efforts to tear down the city's historic monuments? At this point, it starts to look like there's more behind the mainstream media narrative than just a gang of racist whites pouring into the city with the goal of instigating violence. So, what's the real story? Well, many who were there that day, including the ACLU, say Charlottesville police were ordered to stand down. Police reportedly said they would not intervene unless given the command to do so. But where would that order have come from? Well, according to Benjamin Manns, the buck stops at the top, Governor Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe is also a Democrat and an open opponent of President Trump. In an interview following the rally, he went as far as to suggest Trump share some of the blame for the incident, claiming his rhetoric is stirring up feelings of hate.
We need to work together. I told the president that twice. I'd be willing to work with you if we can work together to bring people together. But stop the hate speech, stop the rhetoric in this country. We have got to bring people together.
McAuliffe supported efforts to shut down the rally, endorsing its relocation to another nearby city park. But while the city of Charlottesville tried to revoke the Unite the Right rally permit, a judge ruled the city's efforts were based only on the content of organizer Jason Kessler's speech. The judge also observed the city didn't enforce the same standards on the counter-protesters and allowed them to remain at Lee Park. And while the governor is quick to condemn the white nationalists for the violence, he has so far refused to speak out against Antifa. The anti-fascist activists were at the center of the worst violence over the weekend, including attacks on several journalists.
The journalists were widely assaulted while covering the crowd, right in front of Virginia State Police and Charlottesville police officers.
Counter-protesters attacked two journalists from InfoWars with pepper spray, and when it was reported to police, they just laughed. Another journalist, Taylor Lawrence from The Hill, was punched by suspected Antifa protesters as she tried to film them during the rally. And on Sunday, a journalist with WTVR was viciously attacked by a group of leftist marchers who ordered him to stop filming their protest against the Unite the Right rally. The journalist received staples for a head wound after he was knocked to the ground and then kicked and beaten. Yet while the governor's office has repeatedly denounced the statue supporters as white supremacists and Nazis, McAuliffe has remained silent on the violence committed by the Antifa protesters, refusing multiple questions from reporters about Antifa and the other radical left-wing protesters at the rally.
The entire event raises questions not only about equality, but about the foundation of our society, the freedom of speech. From the very beginning, when Judge Glenn Conrad ruled the city unfairly targeted the Unite the Right rally members for their beliefs, freedom of speech was not equally represented. But that falls in line with the left's apparent efforts at silencing opposition with claims of racism or hate. On Monday, MSNBC hosted Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, who argued that rallygoers didn't even have a right to share their message. Cullors interpreted the Bill of Rights herself, coming to the conclusion that hate speech isn't protected by the First Amendment. In the same breath that she said the white nationalists didn't have the right to protest, she also claimed they were the ones actually taking away people's rights.
I think what's important in this moment is white nationalists are actually fighting to take away people's rights. Black Lives Matter and groups like Black Lives Matter are fighting for equality. And hate speech, which is what we're seeing coming out of white nationalist groups, is not protected on the First Amendment rights.
Following the rally, the mainstream media leapt into action, rushing to tell viewers how to interpret the events. As President Trump denounced any and all violence committed by many sides, he was attacked for condemning all violence and not just the attacks committed by white nationalists. But the media glossed over his response even before all the facts were available.
I watched this very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
The president went on to condemn not only racism, but the KKK and neo-Nazis as well, saying that those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America. Yet President Trump was also quick to point out that the majority of the people who were protesting were not racist, but were simply there to preserve a part of history.
I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee.
These people never had the chance to speak or share their side of the story. Immediately painted as racists and left without protection from police, they were forced to leave their rally that was nearly canceled before it could even begin after it was declared unlawful. Many witnesses say the statue supporters were intentionally funneled into the waiting Antifa crowds, giving the media and the left a chance to throw out headlines denouncing them as violent racists. And that's exactly the message that people at the rally expressed, that they were shut down before they even had a chance to speak.
The police that were given a stand down order as we were trying to exercise our legal constitutional right to have a permit. This is on the hands of the city government, of the police, and the radical left.
Well, I don't know what was accomplished or not accomplished, because it looked to me like everything was shut down before it even got started. I'm just here trying to preserve my First Amendment rights to free speech, and they're being eroded in this town left and right.
Antifa, the so-called anti-fascists who stormed the organized rally in support of Robert E. Lee's statue, have a clear agenda to intimidate and eliminate anyone who opposes them and stop them from speaking out. Their efforts against free speech have been demonstrated numerous times at events in Berkeley as well as at the inauguration of President Trump, and now once again in Charlottesville, Virginia. The events at Lee Park beg the question, are you allowed to attack someone just because they don't agree with you? Well, with the media's free pass for Antifa members, the answer appears to be yes, as long as they're from the right. People like Mayor Signer, Governor Terry McAuliffe, the city council, and even Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy, all the people in power, appear to be fighting against our constitutional rights. Because whatever you support, white nationalism, Black Lives Matter, or anything and everything in between, When the freedom of speech is taken away from one group, it's taken away from all of us. Pearson Sharp, One America News.
Yeah, thank you, One America News. That's OANN.com. That was a really good piece. And Michael in New York, Joe, hang in there for a second. I want to go to Doc really quick. Is this the piece that made you feel less optimistic? Because it's pretty dark.
This was the one. This is the one that convinced me that a country that has supported breakaway states everywhere in the world forgot its own history, that when some of the states tried to be independent, a war and many lives were lost. And most of those protesters are just out there because they have nothing else to do. Many of them appear to be getting paid, and they don't care. And for the first time, we have a news agency that told the truth, that the police stood back and let these people with weapons go to a peaceful rally. And like they said, all they wanted to do was voice their complaint that the statue was being torn down and it was part of history. And the group thought that was wrong, but they made up all this other stuff. And it's very depressing. It makes me think that as long as some very, very rich people can stir this pot and afford to cause these things, you can't fix it, because they have more gasoline for the fire than you have fire extinguishers.
1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in. Let's go to Michael in New York. Are you still there? Thanks for hanging in there, man.
Yes, good morning, guys. Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning, Michael.
I wanted to backtrack first and just mention that when when Robert E. Lee, who was commandant of West Point prior to the Civil War and definitely a great American patriot before and after the war, as well as all the other Southern Army, General Brass and enlisted men, the reason why he wouldn't side with the North or the federal government when the Civil War broke out was not just because of his family, but Virginia was his country. He had to go defend and protect his country, as all the states did, all the people in the states did, because the states were technically countries in the Union under the Constitution document. And that's what today they don't want us really to appreciate or understand, that the states, all of our states, we are citizens of our states, not of the United States. And so I'm a New Yorker. And that this is technically my country in the Union of the United States. And the federal government was created by the Union of the States, where today they had people believing that the federal government created the states, believing that the federal government has jurisdiction over all state matters. So I just wanted to just clarify that a little bit so everybody can appreciate more of the details of our history, of how this country came about.
Well, thanks for that. Unfortunately, I don't think that... Well, okay. I think that
hopefully
you're right.
Hopefully we have some new viewers, listeners who don't know this information. So, yeah.
Well, yes, now, yeah, if I can... go ahead.
Yeah, keep going.
Well, now, you know, to the current topic that you guys just covered, and definitely an excellent news... coverage of Charlottesville, and in my view, the only course of action President Trump can take in order to nip this in the bud, because as you guys are covering and everybody else is covering, we have an outside force trying to break up this union any way they can. The reason for it is just like they're doing in Europe, right? What's going on here is dramatically more in Europe right now, where they're trying to destroy the European Christian cultures and totally obliterate their history, so that the future that these controllers of the world, the Zionist Antichrist forces, that's how I usually like to term them, with their one world government system, which would be the United Nations government, they need to do this in order so that the memory of any kind of freedom and Christian heritage, the good Lord, because there's so much more to the good Lord than what he's taught in the churches, that's for sure. He's the ultimate warrior conqueror in a peaceful way. Because of him, we have women's rights and chivalry and individuality, an attitude that communism cannot allow. Can I just hold on real quick over to break, please?
For sure. Hang in there. Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. So here we
fight all through the Welcome night. Back. Republic of Texas Radio. We're talking about, well, I don't know. We're talking about... Man, just how the world feels today, and we need something. We need something, and I've got Michael in New York, and you were telling us a little bit of something that we need in the world. You want to continue that thought there, Michael?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Well, I was just saying how they're trying to destroy our European Christian culture heritage and all the blessings we've received, whether or not, you know, we're truly a true Christian, living up to the ideals that the good Lord established for us to pursue or not. Nonetheless, we acknowledge him as Lord, Savior, King, no king but Jesus, main motto back in the Revolutionary War, and we receive many blessings because of that position that we took in here in the West, especially here in the United States. And so the enemy, the Antichrist forces, are hell-bent on destroying all that and erasing that from the memories of anybody. They can't do it with us, but they can do it with the mush for brains coming out of the communist core education system that they have installed now throughout our country. Another generation or two, if they get their way, there won't be any memory of our country, how it came about, et cetera, Christianity, et cetera. There'll be just a bunch of mush for brain, real slaves. And they won't, you know, they will be slaves. That's what they want, just slaves. And no sense of individuality or anything like that. Now, from my observations, I think that the only course of action President Trump can really do, there's two, but the first one that I prefer is that he reauthorizes all the sheriffs and all the counties and all the states as the highest law enforcement in the land, just re-acknowledging that and giving them the full capacity of that power. And then demanding that they all increase their deputy size to at least 100 plus per county. And this would be a semblance of the old militia that we can't get to just yet. And then under the law of the land, the sheriff and his deputies can go out and make all the arrests of all these people that are pursuing sedition, insurrection everywhere in our country. So we do it lawfully, and then the enemy can't argue that it's just the anarchy, you know, we're trying to take away their freedom, their rights. No, we arrest them, prove in court they're committing treason, sedition, insurrection, and therefore are traitors, and we'll pay the consequence as such. And then we can start to nip this in the bud in a organized manner so it doesn't go crazy anarchy type approach, and then we have to settle it all in the streets individually. And then the other option, which I still would love to see him do, is bring all our troops home, because this is a United Nations effort. Now, the rich men of the world, this is their baby. So if we destroy their baby, they're going to be left holding their own you-know-what, and that's all they'll have left.
We are. So, you know, we are right, the enforcement arm, troops, you know.
That's right.
The abundant is the banking arm, and, you know, the finance, and the, you know, the Rome is, you know, the Vatican is the religious center. So, yeah, Washington, D.C. is the enforcement, yes.
That's right, and they're based here in Manhattan under the, when the Rockefellers established it here after World War II. And so if we bring all our troops home and then get rid of the United Nations, break all ties, all relations with the United Nations, and that will be a major blow. And President Trump has to do this because that is their baby that they're pushing on us, because they want a U.N. flag flying here and all throughout all the European countries and all the countries in the world. That's what they want. And so this is how we nip that in the bud, turn the tables on them. And by bringing all the troops home, that would break away from this global activity we're caught up in, as you just said, and because we're their enforcement arm. And we do finance most of them as well, too, for sure. The U.S. taxpayers are paying most of UN costs, operation costs. And so we cut all ties off, save a fortune, and now we can then focus on home, cleaning house, and keeping our military very strong and very healthy. And so that would be this options that I think President Trump has to take. I don't want to see the military do in the streets doing what the sheriff and the deputies could do as posses, because then it's all by law. They can't complain, martial law, this and that. Even though back in the day, if there was any form of insurrection, George Washington, President Washington, had an army come in and quell it, and they've done it ever since. Anytime there's any form of real insurrection that could cause major disruption in the peaceful status of the states, that's what they would do. And I don't have a problem if that's what we have to do. But I prefer to see it done through the sheriffs and their posses doing all the arresting, and keep it totally lawful in the sense that they can't cry martial law and this kind of stuff and go and try to amplify their insurrection based on that.
I got to say, Michael, I don't see any of those possibilities coming into fruition, even though I share your enjoyment of actually taking back, well, something. You know, I see it just spiraling out of control. And kind of like it's going further. We can't vote them out. We can't get them to behave well. And we get a constitutional sheriff that's going to, you know, stick up. Hey, I really appreciate your call. We're gonna move on to Joe in Indiana next.
Thanks,
Republic
guys.
Of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. Well, we're back. It's Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, it's another one of those days, and we'll just keep it going. 1-800-313-9443. We got room for another couple callers, but let's go straight to Joe. Joe in Indiana. What's going on, man? Did we lose you?
Hi, everybody. I'm a little windy. You caught me running up the hill. I was working out with my dog. But I thought I could get a wind sprint in before the commercial ended. But anyway,
it's okay. I'll be brief. To you. Go ahead.
There's a website. It's called 100%fedup.com, and it's the numerical 100, and then you spell out the percent, fed, fedup.com. And yesterday, somebody posted from a college campus an Antifa manual that he picked up at a college campus. Mm-hmm. And you'll see it. He actually took pictures of it and posted it. And, and it goes page by page. And you could read for yourself what Antifa is doing, how they're doing it, what they expect. They have a 100-year agenda. So they're claiming that by 2117, they plan to have their revolution completely in control. They want the white race reduced to about 20%, and they feel they can really go forward, even move the agenda even further, which they always claim. But then they tell you how to handle people. They say you must continually call people racist, call them bigots, call them homophobes. Use all these against people to shout them down. You have to show up at every rally. You know, you have to push back all this. I mean, it's all there. You can read it, and you'll see it. I mean, it's printed on probably an old type, and there's coffee stains on it. So the guy claimed he picked it up at a college campus, And to back it up, we just sent our third kid off to college, and my kids are reporting back that there are Antifa clubs on campus, and I send my kids to private school. So this is, and they're getting money.
Because all these clubs,
it is everywhere. But I thought I'd let you know, you could look it up for yourself on the next break. Hopefully it's still there. I was so late last night. I just saw it. I just briefly scanned it, but I thought I'd let you folks know. Saying I'm an optimist too, but when you're dealing with communists, there's another book I told people about. It's written by Dr. Fred Schwartz. He was an MD. S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. He wrote a book called You Can Trust the Communists to Be Communist. And he spells out the whole agenda of the Communist Manifesto, the Communist Objectives. I mean, it's all there. And I remember back in the day when I was a little kid, and my dad would haul us to these Fred Schwartz lectures that he was giving throughout the country. He's recently passed away. And, I mean, I'll tell you, you could still buy the book, and you could get onto his website if it's still there. But I thought I'd leave you with that, and that'll help answer a lot of your questions. Because when you're dealing with the left, and once again, a little bit about my background, I was selected from my university to be one of 13 kids to go behind the Iron Curtain right before the wall went down. I spent the whole year in various countries, and you know, I played their game, and because I wanted to learn about, I wanted to see what communism was like, and I wanted to kind of, I felt, you know, I kept my mouth shut, and I went through the process. And I'm telling you, these are bad people. I mean, they are bad. I mean, I can tell you all kinds of stories. Some stories will make you laugh, but they are demonic, and that's all I'll leave you with. But you know, having that experience under my belt. At a 20-year-old person, I was a changed man. I'll tell you that when I came back. I couldn't wait to get back to the West. But I'll leave you with that, folks. Have a great day. You've got a great show, as usual. And take care.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Now at least we know why you're always running.
Yeah, you know, Joe, when he first called into us, you know, just talking about his kids and, you know, teaching them, trying to teach them the true history, you know, just kind of making myself out to be, you know, Mr. Mom, basically. And this is where I like to say, you know, we like the callers because, you know, everyone has a different life experience. You know, he's been over to, he was over there when it was the communist bloc, you know. Very few people had that opportunity to go over there and see the inside. You know, I'm sure he was guided around when he was over there, but he still got to see it. So, you know, this is where everyone's input is very well, you know, very much needed.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Hey, we've got another caller on the line, but there's still time. You've got a few more minutes, folks. 1-800-313-9443. By the way, that website that Joe was just talking about, I put it into the chat room over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. And there's also a direct link to the Antifa manual, so you can have a look at that, too. Once again, republicoftexas.chattango.com. Let's go on to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
Well, good morning, fellers. Howdy, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Can you imagine where we would be today with taxation and stuff if the South hadn't voted to recall over 40%? Tax rates on imports and exports. Now, we have right now, I think it's a 40% duty or tariff on imported solar. You know, if you want to buy solar cells and systems from China, boom, 40% tax. Now, who is that protecting exactly? They say it's protecting domestic solar, but it's not really, is it? It's protecting things like the rural co-ops and long-distance transmission of electricity.
Yeah, so, it's lining pockets. It's lining pockets.
Think,
that's what it's doing.
Well, and it's, you know, supporting the domestic solar industry to a degree, and their research into whatever we're up to now, sixth generation, fifth generation solar panels, which are much more efficient. Where are the salesmen knocking on your door? Hello, I'm from China. We want to lease space on your roof to run your meter backwards. That should be financially viable, doable, but they're not doing it because of things like this 40% tariff. But, you know, it should be a network marketing thing going on right now to lease the space on people's roofs and put up solar panels and get out. You know, you're going to have the dang smart meters anyway. You might as well get one that runs it backwards and makes a little money or at least reduces your electric bill. So when you think about the war between the states, you have to remember that there was a 40%. The North's military adventurism or anything that they wanted to do was being built on the backs of the southern states. And the headlines back then are just as deceptive and fake news as they are now. When the big, bold headlines on the newspaper says the Union is dissolved, it was a lie. The seven states that voted to recall their senators had every right to do so. And they chose not to appoint somebody else. So that left Jefferson Davis and the other senators with no authority to be in Congress. And there was still a quorum. They could easily have continued the union with the remaining states. But they, you know, that was not the path they chose. They had adjourned without setting a date to reconvene, which meant Lincoln had to do an unlawful executive order to bring the union back together. But all this, you know, is kind of academic, and people don't want to know about it. You know, they want to prefer to believe that the one percenters in the South that owned slaves were the ones that fomented the entire thing. But, exactly. You know, without that 40% tax on everything going in and out of the southern states, disproportionately saddling them with the costs of government and whatever adventurism they want to do. We're facing that today. I mean, what's our tax rates? Does anybody really know? It's hard to calculate because there's all these hidden taxes. But we'll probably work half the year before we pay for food and shelter to fund government, and we're not really funding government. We're funding the interest on the debt. I heard a story yesterday or earlier this week that said, to keep the government operating, we only, quote, only have to come up with about $262 billion to avoid default, because that's what the interest is on the T-bills that they're monetizing debt
with. Pocket change. You know, yeah. This is Carol Quigley. If you've read Carol Quigley's book, he goes through basically every little squabble in there, you know, little war or, you know, whatever you want to call them over in Europe throughout, you know, recorded history. And it's the same thing. History repeats itself over and over. Basically, it's the royals or the privileged, whatever you want to call them, those at the top, that get in squabbles amongst themselves about something, and they use the little people or useless eaters to settle their squabbles, and yet at the end they say, okay, here's a dollar, you're right, you won, you know?
Tragedy and Hope is the book you're talking about, I think, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tragedy. And that was Bill Clinton's Bible, apparently.
Oh.
A mentor to Bill Clinton was Carol Quigley, but I totally got sidetracked. there's plenty of evidence that this staged rally that has sparked all this stuff again people that were hired to be there. I don't know if you guys have ran through a lot of the details on this, but the Unite the Right guy that it set this rally up in Virginia had been working for Obama and had been working to support Obama and the 99 percenters, the Occupy movement. And there is no shortage now with everybody going on, you know, social media and posting their opinions. They're giving themselves enough rope to hang themselves with. And that Jason Kessler is who I was trying to think of his name, Unite the Right organizer. He had been with the Occupy movement and an Obama supporter until last November, and then he somehow changed sides. But did you catch last weekend the FBI was trying to claim being the hero again because they had groomed this guy who apparently has mental issues into driving a fake truck bomb in front of an Oklahoma City government building. And, of course, the news media that did cover it, amidst all the noise from Charlottesville, Virginia, immediately parroted out the same old establishment talking points that, yes, this is the same type of bomb that brought down the building in Oklahoma City, Murrah Building in 1995. Well, no, it wasn't. And that's how far back we need to look at how much junk they've been doing to us for the last 22 years or longer, is that whole pageant, or whatever you want to call it, at Oklahoma City. And here this weekend, they're still trying to reinforce those lies. Have you all seen the movie, the documentary called A Noble Lie? Or,
oh, yeah.
They go, Jesse Trinidad. Everybody needs to watch that again, because yeah. That's the level of sophistication that we're dealing with here. I don't think most of the public out there can't wrap their head around that.
They don't realize how easily they're manipulated by these SOBs that are doing this to us. Yeah, I wish I could admire what they've done, because it's freaking beautiful. But it's evil, so I can't admire it, you know?
But scientific, I guess. I mean, I've, you know, being in marketing and advertising, you can go find articles where they look at how advertising's like those stupid Snickers commercials, how they affect people's memory in both men and women. They scientifically look at that. And so, you know, with a Snickers ad campaign, that's just one example, you know, whether you're not yourself when you're hungry, you know that? And, of course, there's a lot of people protesting that because it shows gender bias or bias against homosexuals or something like that, because it shows a guy acting like a girl, and then when he eats the Snickers, he becomes a macho football player. You know, you're not yourself when you're hungry. And they have
Sounds
studied
like
the minutia detail. Yeah, the minutia detail of how different demographics and audiences respond to the Snicker bar campaign. So you think with trillions of dollars at stake, they're not studying the way these demographics are affected by political events. I can't remember the name of it. It's not Cambridge Analytics. It's some other company that actually got Trump the Electoral College by creating feedback loops in the social media. That's how scientific it is, and they proved their technology by being able to install this guy who nobody thought was going to win hardly at all in the establishment. I think did a psyop on flyover country, trying to make everybody in flyover country feel relevant, but it's turned out to unite the left in violence, and of course they're hiring people to help foment this. And everybody sees this on TV and thinks it's a natural political movement. And I don't think...
First reports I heard on Russia Today, you know, when this was happening, was that they interviewed a guy, and he said everything was going along just fine, and then the police split, you know, the group up, you know, the right protesters up, the ones who had the permit, and then all these people that were bussed in, they meshed them together. They basically kettled them together and basically made what happened happen. So, yeah,
well, I'm hoping this solar eclipse distracts people a lot from this, but I suspect there'll be some idiots trying to use it to do an event.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mike.
All right, bye.
Really appreciate it. Hey, Jared in Louisiana, we got a few more minutes and chance, and where the heck are you? Anyways, you'll be up next. What do you got, Jared?
Hello, Morning.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just had a question and a series of reasons why I asked this question. Somebody earlier brought up Christianity, and my question was, where is Christianity? Because I just read that some students at Liberty University are turning back their diplomas because I think the head of the school is supporting Trump. And then how many Christians do you think were in the Antifa movement? And then look at Spain. Why did the Catholic Church bother doing the Reconquista back in the day when now Europeans have to worry about getting running over by Muslim terrorists? Isn't it evident in Europe that it's time to do another Reconquista with burn them at the stake or put them on body stretchers or whatever? But I mean, where is it? You could be going to church with members of Antifa and you don't even know it.
the Christian churches are holding global leadership summits and things like that, where they all get together, and it's basically a merging of the of religion and the state, and it's planned. It's all planned well in advance, and they're like, doing it.
Right, it sounds like cultural Marxism.
Yes. There's a lot of names you could give it, but yeah, it's wrong. It's just wrong, you know?
The church is completely divided. Completely divided. There's no unifying force within Christianity. And it's just disparate. I don't know what else to say. Doc, you have any thoughts on that? He ran away. I don't know. What else you got for us, Jared, or anything?
Hey, is any of y'all really a medical doctor?
Doc is.
He's a chiropractor and a nutritionist. He doesn't have his AMA license.
Oh, naturopath. He's a naturopath. That's a doctor.
No. He's not a naturopath.
Man, now I'm confused. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Hey, Jared, thanks for your call. We'll just try to talk next week. We want to try to get a chance in there. Hold on a second. We'll be right back with Public Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're out of time once again. And Chance, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
It's Chance, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. You know, I, for one, am so fed up with this anarchist, far leftist groups with their destruction and violence. And I lay most of the blame on organized religion. with this dogma of turn the other cheek. The only thing when you turn the other cheek that happens is you get the crap kicked out of you. And it's gotten to a point where we have to fight fire with these people. It makes no difference whether they know deliberately what they're doing or whether they're useful idiots. The result will be the same, the destruction of our country.
I would have to agree. You know, I'm of the belief that, you know, I would not want to be part of a God that just wants a lump of flesh sitting there, you know, doing nothing, you know, that doesn't question,
yes.
That does not, you know, wonder about the universe. You know, it's, you know, my religion, my faith does not come from, you know, a book or, you know, a pulpit. It comes from what I know and what I feel is right and wrong. And
exactly.
That's been instilled in me by something. But, you know, there's just right and there's wrong. And, you know, whichever way you want to look at it, that there's a right and there's a wrong.
Exactly. And it's time to use the same tactics against these people that they use on us. There is no other way, unfortunately. They're violent, vicious people, and they have a goal in mind. And they will reach it if we don't use the same tactics against them. I mean, that's becoming apparent, as far as I could see. It's sad, but it's true.
And the private mercenary forces that we call police or law enforcement now will, you know, do what they are told to allow it to happen or to stop it.
Well, I just hope something good comes out of this. From what I see, I don't think they'll ever let up. They're more determined at destroying this country than we are in protecting it, I feel, at this point. I hope I'm wrong.
Unfortunately, we don't have an optimist here today.
Man, that's pessimistic even for me, but it's truthful. You know?
Well, hey, that's
okay.
All we really can be.
Well, we
it's
have to be
world.
More vigilant.
Yeah.
We have
yeah.
to be more vigilant. Okay, God bless you, gentlemen. Goodbye now.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Chance. Appreciate that. You know, the crazy thing about being a pessimist or an optimist or pessimist optimist, you know, that was a weird feedback thingy, there's no stopping no matter what, even though you see that the road in front of you may look futile and, well, hard, and you don't see a way for things to change, doesn't mean that they're not going to change. And those folks out there in the first hour, I was trying to tell you, all those folks out there, you know, doing their little Antifa thing, you know, we're just supporting Antifa, we're supporting the end of free speech. They're not always going to be wired that way. So, well, there is that hope, you know, but everything's coming down around you, around us. You know, it's coming there, and, you know, the government doesn't want you, well, talking like we were just talking. They don't want you talking online. They're going to classify everything.
Speech.
Classify everything. Man, why don't you go ahead and cue up the music there, Ken, and let's close it with George Harrison, if you're ready with me. Or maybe not. Seems like...
Steve, I mean to apologize to you. I didn't mean to correct you, you know, earlier, but if Doc makes the wrong claim, I guess he could get in trouble if he claims to be an MD and he's not an actual licensed MD, you know, so I just wanted to clear that up.
Hey, that's okay, man. Let's let George take us out of here.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.